Are we? Is this real? My Ravens, they did something like this? I would have never thought they would. I thought they would literally go around every other avenue, take every other corner, every other turn, go through every other option besides this one. But the Baltimore Ravens say, you know what? We are officially done. Team Keep It Clean, the Baltimore Ravens have waived Eddie Jackson. And I'm surprised by that. I'm really surprised by that, but it's crazy because this season has taught you anything about the Baltimore Ravens, is that this is the season that they are actually doing, not everywhere, they still got a few more places that they can still do this at, but this season, they are willing to be like, look, if you ain't in our plans, if you don't fit, if you ain't playing up to par, then you're done, son. You're done, my friend. And we hate to see anybody lose their job. Trust me, we're not celebrating that at all. But the Baltimore Ravens have certainly been a lot more, I don't want to say harsh, but they've been a lot more like, I guess, blunt this year. Like, straight up. We're going to get into it shortly. Before we do, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Turn the notifications on and leave a like on the video. I really didn't think I was going to see y'all again today. But the Baltimore Ravens say, no. Engraven, you need to go back to work, my friend, and it's all good. I love y'all, Team Keep It Clean. I appreciate y'all, Team Keep It Clean, and let's get into it. So, what was the reason that the Baltimore Ravens waived, released, cut Eddie Jackson? Well, we're going to get into those, but they did it so they could open up a roster spot and add Christian Welch to the 53-man roster. What does that mean for the Baltimore Ravens? Well, it means that most likely 9 times out of 10 that Roquan Smith will not be playing in the game against the Chargers, but that doesn't come as a shock to anybody, especially us. We ain't been practicing all week. I know Harbaugh tried to say, oh, Roquan Smith hasn't been ruled out. Man, okay, cool. Then Zach Orr said, oh, Roquan Smith, he still got a chance to play. He's trying everything he can do to play. Yeah, okay, cool. We ain't expecting to go this week, so most likely he ain't playing. But as far as Eddie Jackson, I feel like this move, it has as little to do with Christian Welch as anything. Because while, we wanted to add Christian Welch to the roster, so we had to make a roster spot, you could have done a lot of different things. You could have waived some other people, but you didn't. You chose to go to Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson this season. I remember this offseason. We were all, as Ravens fans, we were talking about a third safety. I remember even somebody made a comment. They were like, man, only us Ravens fans, we're the only ones complaining that we don't have a third safety. Who's going to be our third safety? Well, what other fan base is talking about that? Well, we are, because we know these Baltimore Ravens. We knew how they operated last year, and we know the success that they had with that third safety last year and how just important it was to have that third guy on the team, because they were going to see a lot of action. So we were contemplating, man, who should we get as that third safety? I was somebody that kept screaming, not begging, but hoping the Baltimore Ravens would sign Justin Simmons. I kept saying, Justin Simmons. He's a ball hawk. And, hey, we trying to get past Patrick Mahomes, right? Why not get somebody, even though, like, the numbers are a little inflated because he was in a division with him, so he got to see him 2 times a year. But why not get somebody who got the most interceptions off of Patrick Mahomes, that being Justin Simmons? I'm like, that's a ball hawk. We could use another ball hawk back there. Ravens, I don't know if they ever even had any interest in him. They didn't go to Justin Simmons' route. Then what they did, they trolled us. Ravens brought in Jamal Adams for a visit. And a lot of us, I think we collectively, most of us, were like, Jamal Adams, nah, that's not our choice. I don't think that should be the guy. Then the Ravens, they passed on him. And I remember when we talked about them bringing in Jamal Adams, we said, could there be significant interest, or could this be one of them swerves where they may be talking to somebody else, trying to get a deal done with somebody else, but they bring in Jamal Adams to sort of try to put pressure on whoever it is that they're really trying to make a Baltimore Raven. Was that the case? Who knows? But it ended up coming out that the Baltimore Ravens, they did not sign Justin Simmons. They were not trying to sign Justin Simmons. The Falcons, they signed Justin Simmons to pair him with Jesse Bates. So that's a nice little 1-2 punch over there. And they're doing their thing. But then the Baltimore Ravens, they turned their attention to Eddie Jackson. And I was like, okay, Eddie Jackson, cool. It wasn't my first choice, but Eddie Jackson, he's somebody that's known to be a ball hawk. No, he's known to be a ball hawk, not on the level of a Justin Simmons, but Eddie Jackson, he was a turnover machine, man. So I was like, oh, okay, we didn't get who I was. All right, that's cool. Actually, I really wanted them to keep Geno Stone. Knew that wasn't going to happen because money talks. And, like, he could go elsewhere. He could have went elsewhere. Now, I did see, because we had a question from subscribers yesterday, in yesterday's video, where somebody talked about, I think my guy Aaron, he talked about, oh, Geno Stone want to come back to the Ravens. I'm like, oh, I ain't seen nothing about him wanting to come back to the Ravens. And then I think Tammy, Tammy sent me an email. She said, hey, look at this article on Ebony Bird about Geno Stone. So I looked up an article, and actually on his Instagram, he had posted two deuces signs. And it happened after the Bengals had lost yet another game, and it had a lot of people wondering, like, man, does he regret his decision to go into the Bengals? Is he having second thoughts or whatnot? Who knows what it's about, though? I don't know. So, but yeah, I wish they could have kept Geno Stone first and foremost, but I knew it wasn't going down. And then, of course, they didn't get Justin Simmons. They didn't get Jamal Adams. So it didn't want them to. But they got Eddie Jackson. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's get it. But it just hadn't worked out. It had every reason for it to work out. He was thinking like, all right, Kyle Hamilton, Marcus Williams, both of those guys going to do their thing. Marcus Williams will be healthy this year, so he should be really good. You add Eddie Jackson to the mix, and there's less pressure on him because of everybody that he has around him. That's what I was thinking. That's what a lot of us were thinking, because Baltimore Ravens defense, they got so many good players on that defense. And I was like, all right, let's go. Let's get it, man. Let's make it happen. All right, we good. We should be straight. But Eddie Jackson, he struggled a lot this year. He really did, man. He struggled a whole lot this year. And it's been unfortunate for Eddie Jackson, because you hate to see any player struggle like that. But even with his struggles, like, so much, it was a big emphasis. When you looked at the entire defense, there was a big emphasis on number 39 for the Baltimore Ravens when he was out there. Whether giving up touchdowns, giving up big plays, a lot of times Baltimore Ravens would have miscommunications amongst the whole team. But a lot of the breakdowns would come directly from him. And it was unfortunate, because you hoped that it would turn around. You hoped that it would get better, but it just really never did. So what did the Baltimore Ravens do? Again, that's what I talked about. They've been very blunt this year in a lot of positions. They could be blunt in some other positions, and we'll see if they end up being that. But what they did, they benched Eddie Jackson. They benched him for a game, and he was watching, and Ravens were still giving up a bunch of yards, a bunch of stuff. Oh, okay. They benched Marcus Williams. $70 million safety, however much his contract is. I know it's a big one. He's making a lot of money with the Baltimore Ravens. They even benched him. And now that was the one that really got me. Like, you really benched Marcus? Whoa, Ravens, okay. Because they saw the issue. We saw the issue. We not just at the end of the bar. Harbaugh, y'all know you said we at the end of the bar. We ain't just at the end of the bar. Just because we at the end of the bar, we might be drinking and whatnot. We might be chilling. We might be having nice conversations amongst us that are at the end of the bar. Don't mean we stupid. We ain't stupid. We ain't stupid, we ain't dumb. I know we can look crazy, but we are not stupid or dumb. So don't try to insult us again with a comment like that, Hobbs. We still love you, though. But anyway, Ravens fans saw it. They saw that he was an issue. Now, he wasn't the only issue. Don't get it twisted. He was not the only issue. But so many Ravens fans saw that he was a big issue. So many Ravens fans saw that Marcus Williams was a big issue. What did the Baltimore Ravens do? They tried to bench one in 1 week. Okay, didn't work. They tried to bench the other in another week. Okay, didn't work. They said, you know what? Let's double down. Let's bench both in the same week. See how that goes. They did that last week against the Steelers. Worked wonderfully. Worked wonderfully. It was amazing. They didn't give up a single touchdown. Not on a run. Not in the air. Neither. They didn't give up a single touchdown. Still lost. But the defense, they did everything and more that they had to do. So they said, oh, okay. We solved that problem. Now, the Baltimore Ravens could still do that in another area, in the secondary. They could make another move there, which I think they should. We'll see on Monday night if they do. But the safeties were a start. And the safeties, they sent a message to everybody. Like, hey, we don't care if you're making a whole lot of money. We don't care if your contract is guaranteed, because we signed you before week one, that being Eddie Jackson. And again, obviously, they're making a lot of money is Marcus Williams. But we don't care about that. If you're not playing up to par, if you're not playing up to our standards, then we are not afraid to make a move no matter who you are. Nobody's safe. And I love that from the Baltimore Ravens. I respect that from the Baltimore Ravens. I wish they would have done that years ago, but it is what it is. So if the Baltimore Ravens are going to stay true to that identity, like, hey, we don't care how much money you're making. We don't care this, that, and the third. If you ain't playing like you should be, we're going to have somebody else come in and take your spot. I think that they should do that somewhere else in the secondary. I ain't going to say where. I know you already know where. But, and again, it's no disrespect to him. But he's been struggling. The Baltimore Ravens, I think they could at least try it. And obviously, I'm talking about Brandon Stevens. He's been struggling this season. He is not a bad player. But in my opinion, in order for him to have the ultimate success, in order for him to be his best self, put him at safety. Have him be a third safety. Mix it up. Have him moving around the field and whatnot. He could do so many different things. But having him as a primary outside corner, it just ain't been working this year. teams are targeting him every single game a lot. Now, look, I get it. If you put Tre'Davious White out there, Nate Wiggins, whoever, both of them, actually, because you still got Marlon Humphrey. Marlon Humphrey, they love him in the slot. He's been doing his thing, but you could put him everywhere. But Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, those need to be your primary guys. And then when it comes to 3-4 corner, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Tre'Davious White, try it. What's the worst that could happen? Something that's been happening? Seriously, think about it. Might as well. So that's what I would love to see the Baltimore Ravens do. And then you could even take it a step further and do the same thing on the offensive line as well. Because, look, I get it. I get it, and I'm sure they're probably sticking with the guys who they have on the offensive line for personal reasons. I'm sure they are. But this offensive line, I think they have a chance to be much better than they are right now if they made a few more adjustments at some spots. So, particularly a guard. Well, guards, plural. But it is what it is, so we'll see what happens with our favorite football team. Team Keep It Clean, this is crazy. This is crazy because I really did not think that they would make this move. Benching, yes. Having him not play, yes. But actually releasing, yeah. No, I never would have thought.